first tune in the second half was played in my last show in 2024. But I had my mic on for about half of it. Hopefully that does not happen today, which also kicks off my 15th year as a radio host. Without further ado, here is White Snake's Here I Go Again from 1987.
Verbo is a place to share all kinds of moments, from riding that post-concert bliss with your besties to getting hyped with your crew before the big match, reuniting with your Domino Day Ones.
Searching for an answer. I never said it.
That was Whitesnake's Here I Go Again from 1987. Now I'd like to play... Just a minute, please. Now I'd like to play an interview. Now I'd like to play my interview from the Surrey Police Service's Staff Sergeant, Lindsay Houghton, who is also their Media Relations Officer. Sorry, there are some technical difficulties here. I will try to play this as soon as possible. Just a minute, please. Sorry for that. Sorry about this. I thought I was going to be able to play it, but... Just a minute, please. Oh, God. I will try to play it from my SoundCloud because for some reason it's a link, but it's just not playing right now. And chances are this will get to the end of my show. Sorry, the link for some reason did not play on the OneDrive that I have my link on. Just a minute, please. Now here it is. It's Lindsay Houghton from the Surrey Police Service. Sorry, I don't understand why it's not playing. Just a minute, please. Sorry, I don't know why the interview is not playing right now. Once again, I'm really, really sorry about this. Sorry about this. I don't understand.
Of BC, where he was the officer in charge in community and public affairs and created the End Gang Life Awareness. Admiral Houghton joined the SPS in October 2024. Hello, it's Steve Chong, and today is December 31st, 2024, New Year's Eve. On the line, I have... Please introduce yourself.
Staff Sergeant Lindsay Houghton, Media Relations Officer for the Surrey Police Service.
Staff Sergeant Lindsay Houghton is the Surrey Police Service's first Senior Media Relations Officer. He is no stranger to media, as he was the MRO for the Vancouver Police Department between 2008 and 2012. From October 2012 to October 2024, MRO Houghton was a staff sergeant in the Combined Forces Special Unit of BC, where he was the officer in charge in community and public affairs and created the End Gang Life Awareness. MRO Houghton joined the SPS in October 2024, where he became the SPS first media relations officer on November 14th, according to the SPS press release. Lindsay, thank you for the interview today.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
First of all, how is the morale within the SPS, slightly over a month after becoming Surrey's police jurisdiction?
Morale's great. You know, I joined, like you mentioned in the intro, I joined SPS in September after spending many years with Vancouver and the provincial gang agency, and I came here with a little bit of trepidation and not knowing what things would be like. You know, it's always, you're always a bit hesitant joining a new job and joining a new agency in policing, and, you know, certainly I'd heard a lot about Surrey Police Service. But I can tell you, as soon as I walked through the door, I was met with a lot of smiles and handshakes, and a lot of police officers that I've worked with over my 26, 27 years of policing made me feel so welcome. And as we built up this fall towards November 29th and that sort of very special Police of Jurisdiction Day for everyone here in Surrey, you could feel the mood getting more and more positive. All of the officers and the civilian staff were getting more and more excited. And as that sort of the turn of the clock happened, November 28th to 29th, I think a big weight was lifted off a lot of people's shoulders at all levels, senior managers, all the way from the chief down to the frontline officers. And that really opened the door and allows a lot of us to get to work. And, you know, I've talked to officers who have been here for several years now, and they've been doing different jobs, but now they're able to do the jobs that they were initially hired to do. And they can't wait to get out and be the police of jurisdiction for the citizens and the business owners here in Surrey. Everyone's very excited about getting in at this sort of like foundational level of policing. It doesn't happen very often in policing, certainly at this level. And I've described it to other people in my career. This is unprecedented, and it's a very exciting time for those of us who are here. And you know, certainly my thanks go out to all of the officers and civilian staff who have spent the last 4 or 5 years putting it together, but the work's not done yet. And there's a lot of excitement about some of the really interesting programs that we're wanting to develop here in Surrey, to some of the new initiatives. There are, you know, in cumulative, there are thousands of years of police experience amongst all of the officers here, and they come from over 26 different agencies across Canada. And we've all experienced good ways of policing, we've all experienced what we think are bad ways of policing, and we know where we can find some efficiencies, and we've been a part of really good programs. And I think everyone's really excited to bring those good things to Surrey and see what we can build.
But from what I understand, the SPS provides frontline policing for Wollahi City Centre and Newton, while other parts of Surrey are policed by the RCMP, Surrey Provincial Operations Support Unit. How will the SPS take over other parts of Surrey in 2025, with South Surrey allegedly being next?
Yeah, the transition's not over, and you know, I think we and everyone would be naive to think that on November 28th and 29th, that sort of proverbial switch would have been flicked and the transition was done. I think some people thought that, and that was never the case. The plan was always for this transition to take time. It needs to be done right. It needs to be done with a lot of very important things in mind, like file integrity, investigation integrity, service to victims, those kinds of things. But it also is directly connected to hiring of recruits and onboarding of experienced officers. And you're right, the next phase that's currently planned is what's known as District 5 in South Surrey. Is looking like it might be the next district that will take over in terms of the frontline policing efforts. Now, we already have a number of citywide policing units in addition to our frontline members in the, like you mentioned, the Wollahi City Centre and the Newton neighborhoods. And we're supported and we work very closely by and with the BCRCMP, Surrey Provincial Operational Support Unit officers. There's a great working relationship there, and we couldn't do it without them.
Any update on how responsibilities will be divvied up with the RCMP, which was brought up in November?
Yeah, that's a topic of ongoing discussion and debate. Meetings are happening, in some cases, multiple times a week. As we onboard more officers and have onboarded more civilian staff and support, but also as the Surrey Provincial Operational Support Unit demobilizes members on their side at the same time in a sort of the same measured response. So we have to consider a number of different things, and we can't just turn off certain programs and certain units. That'll impact public safety. It might impact investigations. And we have to be prepared on our side to be able to take on those responsibilities at the same time. So things are seamless. And every week, priorities sometimes change. As we onboard new people, you know, we're in many cases beholden to when new recruits graduate from the Justice Institute. That's a fixed schedule that we can't change. We have fixed schedules on when we onboard experienced officers. So those things will take time, and that's okay, because we want to make sure it's done right and not done in haste.
What is the likelihood that the SPS will increase its numbers by having the BCRCMP Surrey Provincial Operations Support Unit officers patch over?
Well, we've recruited from, like I said, we've recruited from over 26 different agencies across Canada, and right now approximately 20% of our officers are brand new recruits, people who are brand new policing, like I was about 27 years ago. 30% of our officers are former RCMP officers, and 50% come from municipal agencies across British Columbia and all across Canada. You know, certainly our recruiting unit is very busy. We're preparing to onboard and hire and swear in a number of new officers next week. In fact, we have 30 experienced officers being sworn in next week, and over a dozen brand new officers being sworn in who are going to be going to the police academy. Our numbers today on December 31st are 446 police officers. And after next week, that'll bring us to about 490. You know, we're very open to having experienced officers from any police agency, whether it might be the RCMP or other agencies. Give us a call. You know, there are many reasons why someone might want to become a police officer in Surrey, whether it's your first time in policing or whether it's as an experienced officer. You know, myself, I was an experienced officer, like you mentioned in the intro. I was an officer with Vancouver for almost 17 years, and I absolutely loved my time in Vancouver, and they are a fantastic police agency to work for. But police officers are like other people too. You know, we make our choices on where to work based on economics, commute times, how much time we can spend with our families, affordability of housing, transportation, those kinds of things. And, you know, I can think of no other time in my career where police agencies, not just Surrey, but police agencies across British Columbia and across Canada are hiring at an almost unprecedented rate. And it's a really good time for someone who either is looking to get into policing, or if you're an experienced officer and you're looking to make a move, there's a lot of opportunity there for you.
Approximately how many officers are currently deployed in Surrey's front lines?
So right now we have well over 100 police officers who are deployed on the front lines in various capacities. And that number, like I mentioned, we're bringing on 30 experienced officers next week. So that number will increase as soon as they finish some of their onboarding training. And, you know, the numbers shift just like they do in any other police department. Those numbers shift somewhat regularly as officers are transferred between sections and units, or they're promoted, those kinds of things. So, you know, the front line, just like in Vancouver and in other big cities, is the backbone of our police agency. And we're looking forward to, you know, continuing to interact and get to know the public and the business owners here in Surrey. We've had some fantastic feedback so far since November 29th. And 2025 is looking like a very good year.
What would you like to tell fellow Surrey residents who prefer the RCMP, as many feel keeping it would have been cheaper than transitioning to the SPS?
Yeah, what I can say is you know, I'm with you. you know, the RCMP have a fantastic legacy of policing, not just here in Surrey, but in Canada. And, you know, personally, I have many great friends, and I've worked with some amazing officers here in Surrey in, you know, my time in the provincial gang unit or my time in Vancouver. You know, we work very closely together, and it's been hard emotionally, I think, on many people on all sides. But we're working very closely together. You know, the decision has been made. We're moving forward in the best interest of the citizens of Surrey. And, you know, I can't really speak to what budgets and things like that might hold in the future. Those are the decisions of police boards and funding providers and those kinds of things. But I can tell you our officers are focused on one thing and really one thing only, and that's making the city of Surrey the safest city in Canada. And we're working very closely with our current RCMP partners, with the Surrey Provincial Operational Support Unit. And we have a great relationship with them, and I have no doubt that'll continue.
Also, when will the Surrey Police Board welcome new members? Because back in 2023, they were suspended by Mike Farnworth, who was the BC Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General at the time.
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, the police boards here in the province of British Columbia, there's the British Columbia Police Act that governs what police boards are and how they're comprised, and it's the province that appoints members to the police board. So, you know, we are awaiting word from the province on the appointment of the new police board. It's been reported that there will be an announcement soon, early in the new year potentially, and we look forward to that. And they're in many ways our employer, and our chief constable, Chief Lipinski, reports to the board, and the board provides independent oversight and governance and you know, strategic guidance and direction, and they're part of the budgeting process as well. You know, in my time in Vancouver, I've had some dealings with the Vancouver Police Board, and police boards play a very vital role in the direction that police agencies go in.
On another note, Ian McDonald has been with the SPS for the last 3 years as the SPS media liaison. How is your working relationship with Ian as you are the SPS Senior Media Relations Officer?
My relationship with Ian is fantastic. He's sitting about 15 feet away from me right now, and you know, most people might remember Ian as the longtime spokesperson for the Abbotsford Police. In fact, he was the spokesperson there when I was the spokesperson in Vancouver, and then when I was at CFSC UBC. He and I are good friends. You know, it's a small sort of club in policing that media relations officers belong to. There's never very many of us in policing, and it's a bit of a unique role. He and I are having a lot of fun working together in the same office for the first time. You know, he's a great person, and we're very welcome, and we're very happy to have him and his experience here, and hope he's able to stay on for a while.
Now shifting gears. During the process of the SPS becoming Surrey's POJ, Barnstern Island's POJ moved from the Surrey to Langley RCMP on November 5th, 2024. Explain.
Yeah, that was part of the transitional process. There are many different elements that were looked at in what would stay Surrey, what would not stay Surrey. And Barnstern Island's a small, predominantly farming community. It's a lovely place. You know, much of our, you know, produce and cranberries and different things come from Barnstern Island. It's a beautiful place in the Fraser River, sort of nestled in between Langley and Surrey. And it was part of the negotiation that Langley would take over police of jurisdiction for Barnstern Island. So while we're sad that we've lost Barnstern Island, we're very happy knowing that Langley is policing it, and they're going to do a fantastic job.
While the SPS has achieved many milestones despite many challenges up to this year, particularly challenges against its existence, there have also been complaints from neighboring municipalities such as Langley Township, New West, which has its own municipal police force, particularly due to Surrey getting additional provincial money for the SPS, which will be up to $250 million in the next 10 years. What would you like to tell other municipalities and their residents, particularly those which openly complained that Surrey received preferential treatment by the BC government when they also have their own critical infrastructure needs?
I think it's beyond me and my position, or even the position of the SPS, which we really don't have one, in terms of how municipalities negotiate police funding for their municipalities. Everyone has their own challenges. Policing in different cities presents different unique contexts and challenges for them individually. It doesn't matter if you're in Cranbrook or Prince George or Vancouver. There are challenges to public safety that are unique to those jurisdictions. And, you know, I would always encourage people, you know, there are bureaucratic and legislative and governmental channels that people can go through, you know, have conversations with your local MLAs and, certainly reach out to the provincial government and work with them on what policing and public safety looks like in your community.
This will be the final question. Finally, David Flugel, the Port Moody police chief, pointed out back to Patrick Penner of Tri-City Dispatch on October 30th, 2024, where 9 of its officers left for the SPS in the last 5 years, with the risk of losing even more. Please respond.
Yeah, you know, we certainly share the concerns of other police agencies, especially smaller ones, where even losing one or two members can have a significant impact to their front line or their policing capabilities. You know, the reality is you know, at least in my 26, 27 years of policing, I've seen many officers move between agencies all over the region and across Canada and even in some cases worldwide. And we're very aware and cognizant of the impact that that our recruiting from other agencies has had. And we've been having our recruiting unit and our senior leaders, including our chief, has had conversations with those agencies about how best we can minimize or even mitigate that impact. So we're very aware of it. But again, I go back to some of my previous comments. Policing is like many other professions where individuals have a right to choose where they work. And, people make a decision, based on a number of different factors, in some cases, the least of which is financial and the most of which is personal or has to do with your family. And, there's a lot of choice right now amongst policing about where you can work. And, you know, we want to be able to recruit and hire really good officers, whether it's brand new police officers or experienced officers from all across Canada. But a part of it is we also want other police agencies, the RCMP and Port Moody and others, to succeed, because when we all succeed, we're better together. No one agency can carry public safety, and certainly in the region here in the Lower Mainland, we all play a significant role, and we all are part of one much bigger team.
Thank you for the interview today. A lot of info was provided by you this afternoon. The interview will be online sometime today and will be broadcast on CJSF this Friday, January 3rd, 2025.
Great. I look forward to listening, and thanks very much, and Happy New Year to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and the rest of SPS family.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was my interview with the Surrey Police Service's Staff Sergeant Lindsay Hupton, who is also their Media Relations Officer. Sorry for the technical glitch, which was on my part, as I won't be able to play the last song. Thank you for listening to Episode 1 of The Steve Chung Show in 2025 on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Steve Chung, coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North.